A Wisconsin woman with no criminal record is being held in ICE detention after being taken into custody during a routine immigration check-in. It's Friday, March 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin officials are fighting a federal lawsuit that's seeking voter information. And there's snow on the way this weekend. Forecasters say there could be a whole lot of it.
Get everything done by about sundown on Saturday before that heavy snow moves in for the next day or so.
Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
A Sheboygan Falls woman with no criminal record is being held in an ICE detention center after a routine check-in for her immigration case this week. Evan Casey has the details.
Elvira Benita Suarez fled from an abusive home in Mexico to the United States when she was a teen. She's now 51. Her attorney, Mark Christopher, says she was held in an ICE detention facility for 6 months last year, but she was released back home to Wisconsin after a judge allowed her to get a green card. The federal government is appealing that decision. Christopher was with her Tuesday during a routine check-in at the ICE field office in Milwaukee. She was unexpectedly arrested and is now being held at a facility in Kentucky, hours away from her family. Christopher called her detention, quote, spiteful and cruel.
She's certainly not a flight risk. She's certainly not a danger.
A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said Benita Suarez, quote, remains in ICE custody pending further immigration proceedings. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is one of nearly 30 states being sued by the U.S. Department of Justice as the federal government tries to get sensitive voter data. The U.S. DOJ argues the Civil Rights Act requires the Wisconsin Elections Commission to turn over its unredacted voter registration list. That includes driver's license numbers, addresses, and the last four digits of people's Social Security numbers. The Wisconsin Election Commission asked a federal judge last month to dismiss the case. It argues the Civil Rights Act does not require it to produce the data, and state privacy rules override federal law. Derek Klinger is an attorney with UW-Madison's State Democracy Research Initiative who's been watching the case.
And so you've got this tricky interpretive question about whether or not this law written in 1960 was meant to apply to the concept of a statewide voter registration list, which did not exist for another like four decades.
Three federal judges in California, Oregon, and Michigan have dismissed similar DOJ lawsuits. We're less than 4 weeks out from Election Day for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but the ad blitz isn't nearly as intense as it has been in recent campaigns. Anya Van Wagtendonk explains why.
In March of last year, Elon Musk was pouring millions into Wisconsin in support of a conservative court candidate. Liberal megadonors like J.B. Pritzker were doing the same. This year, those big donors are giving less or not at all, and the state political parties, which can raise and transfer unlimited amounts to candidates, are also raising less this cycle. Anthony Chergosky is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He says that the stakes of this year's Supreme Court election are different.
I mean, the obvious thing that's missing is that majority control is not up for grabs.
No matter who wins, liberals will maintain their control of the court, but they're hoping to grow their majority, while conservatives want to stave that off. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Milwaukee police officer shot and killed a 35-year-old man after police say the man drove away while the officer was clinging to the side of his vehicle. This happened around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. In a press briefing, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said the suspect drove for several blocks with the officer hanging onto the truck's driver's side window. Norman said the man ignored multiple commands to stop, including a warning that the officer would shoot. Norman called it a, quote, totally preventable incident. The officer who shot the man was 46 years old with 21 years of police service. He was treated for injuries. The West Dallas Police Department will lead an investigation into the shooting. An unpredictable winter storm will bring blowing snow and raging winds to Wisconsin this weekend. Steph Conquest Ware has more from the National Weather Service.
Some parts of the state will likely see 12 to 18 inches of snow, but the National Weather Service said it's still uncertain where the heart of the storm will be. Milwaukee County, Dane County, and surrounding areas will see a wintry mix on Saturday and snow beginning Sunday. Northern Wisconsin could have heavy snow throughout the region. There will also be wind gusts in the 40 to 50 mile per hour range. Dan Baumgart is a meteorologist with the agency based in La Crosse.
Get everything done by about sundown on Saturday before that heavy snow moves in for the next day or so into Monday morning.
He says Wisconsinites should keep an eye on weather forecasts frequently in the coming days. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll have the latest in the Status Pending series on immigration in Wisconsin. We'll hear from two Milwaukee teachers about coming here from Nigeria. Stay with us.
When you're online, visit WPR.org. You'll find news headlines from WPR and NPR and feature stories about arts, culture, music, and politics. Explore our live audio streams, links to program information, or check out upcoming events in your area. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Each year, there are thousands of people from other countries working in the U.S. on H-1B visas, but the Trump administration has overhauled that visa program, adding a $100,000 fee for each application. On WUWM's Status Pending podcast, Catherine Kokel and Audrey Nowakowski spent time with Chigozie Okonkwo and Chioma Mba. They're both Nigerian-born Milwaukee public school teachers who used H-1B visas to move to the U.S. 3 years ago.
To learn more about this couple's journey to come teach in Milwaukee, we visited Chigozie and Chioma at their home on the city's northwest side. It was a school night, and they were excited to meet us, but a little tired from the long day of corralling high schoolers. Chioma teaches math at one Milwaukee high school, and Chigozie teaches special education at another.
Chigozie and Chioma are a prime example of opposites attract. Chioma's default is a wide-tooth smile and a hearty laugh. Chigozie is far more reserved. It's easy to see how his presence calms the students that he works with.
How I describe myself is more like a teacher who helps students. I have conversation with the kids, there's this stigma about special education or students with disabilities. So I describe myself as one who helps students, irrespective of disability level or ability level.
As we got comfortable in their living room, they shared their story about how they came to Milwaukee. It starts in 2022. Chigozie was a lecturer at the University of Nigeria in Nsukka. He was finishing his PhD in political science, and Chioma was taking classes. The pair was about to get married. Chioma first learned about Milwaukee's teaching program from a friend, who was also a teacher. She was immediately interested, though she admits she actually knew nothing about the city.
What did you know about Milwaukee? Anything?
Nothing, actually. I mean, I've heard about other places through the scholarship pathway. So I had a friend who was in Texas at that time, and I reached out to him. I'm like, what do you know about Milwaukee? And I'm like, oh, it's just like every other city, you know, nothing special and all of that. So I started to like look into it.
Despite that less than stellar sales pitch, she excitedly filled out an application. She was graduating with her bachelor's degree in education, and she loved the idea of seeing the world.
So it was just like out of school and then, you know, out. So I didn't really have that much space to live on my own or see life in a different way. So it was easy to move.
Chigozie wasn't quite so eager.
I was working in a college in the University of Nigeria. And I felt I had a comfortable life. I had a future. And then I was reluctant leaving Nigeria.
Outside of work, he enjoyed farming and spending time with his extended family. Was moving to the U.S. worth giving up everything he'd work for in Nigeria?
Ultimately, Chigozie's decision came down to his future wife. He felt he needed to trust Chioma and support her desire for adventure.
She was interested in moving. Then I had to go with her.
Did you ever say to him, like, I'm going with or without you? Or did you know he was going to come with you?
I knew he was going to come with me. And I also knew along the line that he was a little bit shaky. But I knew he was going to come with me.
At first, Chigozie applied for a spousal H-4 visa. It would have allowed him to accompany his wife to the U.S. and then apply for work authorization. But as Chioma began the H-1B process, Chigozie realized he could apply for the same visa. He could continue his passion for teaching in a new country.
That was a preview of WUWM's podcast called Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And of course, we'll end with a check of your forecast. Step Conquest Wear already let you know, but we've got a winter storm moving in over the weekend. Starting today, we'll see a winter storm warning in the northeastern corner of the state. The southern third of the state under a high wind warning today could see gusts up to 50 miles per hour at times. High temperatures in the 30s and 40s. Overnight lows in the teens and 20s. The storm starts to roll in all day Saturday. A winter storm watch in effect for a good portion of the state. That's going to last Saturday night all the way into Monday. Could see a record-setting amount of snow in some parts of the state this weekend. And that'll do it for this Friday. Glad you could join us, and thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hope you didn't put the snowblower away yet. Get ready for that winter storm, hunker down and stay safe, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.